Black Bear, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram presents Tribe Talk, covering all things in Bridgeport Indians athletics. Now, here's the host of Tribe Talk, the voice of the Indians, Travis Jones.
And we welcome you in. It's another episode of Tribe Talk, the podcast, our weekly conversation about Bridgeport Indians athletics. This is episode number 44 overall, episode number 2 for the 2025-2026 school year. All archived episodes available here at BridgeportIndians.com. All right, so last week we talked golf. They were the first off the launch pad for the new athletic year. Next up has been boys soccer. They got their first match in this week, a 10-1 victory on the road at Kaiser to kick off the season in fine fashion. And we will talk with Keith Dumas, the head boys soccer coach at Bridgeport High School, coming up on this episode of Tribe Talk. We'll do the whip around coming up in our final segment, which will take you through the next week's schedule of Bridgeport Indians athletics. We've got girls soccer getting ready to start. Cross country also is coming up and preparing for their season. Of course, the golf team is already well into their campaign. So we'll update you coming up in our final segment. But as I mentioned, 10-1 road victory at Kaiser for the boys soccer team. Terrific start to the season, including a great individual performance we'll tell you about. But Keith Dumas joins us now. Keith, you go on the road, you score 10 goals. I know you had to be happy with the offense, but also in the back of your mind probably thinking, I'd like to hang on to a few of these goals for down the road.
Yeah, you know, it's always the beginning of the season's a lot of adrenaline flowing in the very first game, regardless of who you're playing. Not to take any away from Kaiser, they've just been building their program, struggled with numbers yesterday, and we kind of thought that we had an advantage in that game going in. But that doesn't mean you always play well in those games, or the ball just doesn't go your way sometimes. And so I think the one thing we did well is after the first 10 minutes or so, we settled into the game a little more and started playing a little bit more of our game. And yeah, having 10 goals right from the beginning and in the first game is a heck of a start. You couldn't ask for much more. I was worried about where goals were going to come from this year after losing, 45 goals between two players in our senior class last year. So
talk about the night that the Grayson Church had 5 goals, 2 assists. As soccer goes, that it doesn't get much better than that.
It doesn't. I mean, he's really a workhorse, and he earns it. It's not like he just stands up front and waits for it. He works to get the ball in our midfield and moves through the defense extremely well and creates opportunities, of course, for himself, but not just for himself, but also for other players. As leading assist last year on the team, had a leading assist, and of course right now on the first game in has 2 assists already, a lot to go along with 5 goals. He's just really playing at a high level and has continued that carried that over from last season. So,
as you mentioned, going in, trying to maybe put some guys in some new roles and see who's going to step up and who's going to be the scoring options. And certainly when you have a kid score 5 goals in the first game, immediately people are going to look to him every game to score. But how do you balance that with him making sure that he doesn't feel the pressure that, now he feels like every time you guys go out, he's got to kind of carry the mail?
Yeah, I think Grayson's the kind of kid, this is just his junior year. He's really matured over the last 2 years. I mean, obviously a third-year starter for us and developed into a leader for us in the captain roles this year, one of our captains. But, I don't think he feels that pressure. I mean, even if he does feel that pressure, he doesn't show it, and he actually likes it. Like, I think he wants the ball at his feet, and that's what I like so much about him. He doesn't care who we're playing, who's marking him. He believes that he is better than the guy he's taking on. And, that's a mentality that's hard to find. I mean, he can lose the ball maybe 10 times in a game. It does not affect him once. He thinks he's going to get it the next time and just go by that guy again. So I think he welcomes that role and welcomes that being in that position of leadership and carrying the team. I mean, I think he likes it. and I love that about him.
Yeah.
Anybody, you got a player like that on your team, you're thankful for, because it's hard to find that guy sometimes.
Can you tell me about this squad and some of the other guys that you're really dependent on to have a great year?
Yeah, I mean, you start right in the back with Andrew in the goal, his third year. Had a really good year last year, along with Tucker. Those are two of our senior leaders in the back. Tucker definitely holding down our back line. Lost a couple of players on the back line last year, and to replace those is always difficult. But we've got Jonah and Maddox back there who are doing a good job, and of course another senior, Phil, in the midfield. He kind of more of a defensive midfield for us, and kind of tries to hold things down in front of the defense. He's our first line of defense, coming through the middle there. Some of the better supporting roles as well as Paxton and Nate Dodson. They're playing in midfield also this year, getting ample playing time this year's starters, and we're going to lean hard into them to do that for us in the midfield role to support Grayson. But Julian Johnson up front. He's a junior as well, and he's really developed over the last year in into that role. But whether he's going to be in the middle or on the wing, he's going to play well for us. And Adam Jackson, I'm not sure if Adam started for me for 4 years, but I know he has for three. He is just a machine. He never stops running. He's always going to put the work in for you, and just always going to not give up. And so I'm real happy with the way Adam played yesterday and the energy he brings to the field and the positivity he brings to the field. He never gets down on himself or anybody else. So.
So Keith, one game in, scrimmage before that, obviously you've had practice and the flex days over the summer. Where's your comfort level with this team? Like, do you have a pretty good handle, even though it's early, on what you think the strengths are and where this team needs to improve over the course of the year in order to ultimately make some noise in a new classification?
Yeah, I think that, we're probably set up from the standpoint of personnel, pretty well. I think that, like I said a little earlier, the thing I was worried about most is where are we going to get goals from? And last night, and in the two scrimmages we've had, we've scored a great deal of goals, which I'm very happy about. My expectation of this team through the new classification is really high. I feel that it's we're more, being in this classification where you're kind of competing amongst schools of your same size, is that we are going to compete extremely well in the new classification. Not that we didn't compete last year against Wheeling Parks and Woodrow, who won the state, beating one of those teams, losing the other by one goal. So, I mean, we were there last year as well, but this year kind of evens the playing field a little bit for us, and my expectation is really high of this team this year. And we're getting a kid who's coming in from another school as well, who was cleared to play yesterday. He couldn't play yesterday, but he's cleared to play yesterday, and he's going to be a dynamic addition to our team as well.
Yeah, no doubt. Schedule-wise, you always play a challenging schedule. You don't have to look any further than your next game. You talk about jumping from the frying pan into the fire. You got a game against Morgantown coming up next week, which is a great barometer. And I know that you've always scheduled, even when we were in, the largest class in the state, you've always scheduled very competitively to get your team ready.
Yeah, I mean, Morgantown's a team that gives us the ability to see where we really are next week, and I want to them ex to expose our weaknesses early in the season so that we can begin to work on that. I don't want my first exposure to a tough team to be our first playoff game. That's a little too late to make a correction or to work on something that is going to put your team in a better position to win. So the way our schedule is set up, I always like to try to play as many hard teams as I can early in the season. And when you do that, we are playing Morgantown next week, and we got Woodrow Wilson here in a week and a half or so, or maybe a couple of weeks. And they're the returning state champions and a very good side. Those games are really fast paced. They prepare you, and when you get into another competitive battle, it slows those games down for you, mentally, and the game starts to come to you as opposed to you having to react to the game, and so you're dictating the pace of that. And that's really the preparation while we play these teams that are higher level and that puts us, I believe, in a position to win later in the season for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. Great start. Appreciate it. I know we'll check in. It's a quick season. Always goes fast, but we'll make a point to check back in with you here as we hit the midseason or just after. But best of luck. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Travis. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Keith. We'll do the whip around coming up next.
It might be goodbye summer, but it's hello deals here at Black Bear, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. And this bow tie don't lie. New Ram 1500 Big Horns up to 13 grand off MSRP or 1.9% financing for 72 months. New Jeep Wranglers also 1.9% financing for 72 months, plus up to 125% of KBB for your trade.
New ownership, improved process, better deals.
Last chance to make this the summer event. Visit us on Route 19 and Clarksburg or at blackbearjeep.com. See dealer for complete details.
All right, got a busy week ahead in Bridgeport Indians Athletics. Golf team is in action on Thursday in a tri match against Lewis County Buchanan and Robert C. Byrd at the Bridgeport Country Club. We'll have results of that coming up on Friday at bridgeportindians.com. Mentioned some of the teams getting ready to start. Slipped my mind, but I don't know how it could. The defending state champion volleyball team will kick off their regular season campaign. They will be at Oak Glen for a tournament coming up on Saturday morning, starting at 9 a.m. this weekend. Football team will have their final scrimmage of the 25 preseason as they will head to the Class Quad A runner-up Spring Mills over in the Eastern Panhandle on Saturday at 1 o'clock before they open the regular season at Buchanan Upshur coming up on Friday, August the 29th. All right, Monday, golf is back in action at Robert C. Byrd. Boys soccer, we heard from Keith Dumas. They will play at Morgantown at Pony Lewis Field. That match will be on Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. A volleyball back in action on Thursday in Parkersburg to take on the Big Reds and also the Huntington Highlanders on Thursday. Boys soccer, again, back in action on Friday, August 29th at Oak Hill. Girls soccer will finally kick off their campaign at Hedgesville on Friday night, August 29th. We mentioned that the football team also will be in action on Friday night at Buchanan, and Saturday girls soccer will travel to the Eastern Panhandle to take on the Jefferson Cougars. Next week, we'll talk girls soccer on Tribe Talk, the podcast. Thanks for joining us. Talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Tribe Talk, powered by Black Bear, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Located at 1251 Good Hope Pike in Clarksburg, Tribe Talk is a presentation of Bridgeport High School in cooperation with WVRC Media. We're proud to live here, too.